So I've been thinking a lot about this. And one of my big concerns with the dismissal of Cliff Kingsbury is the lack of continuity for Jaden Daniels going into his third season. There's been a movement, it seems like, from people recently that I've noticed, Danny, to belittle how big of a deal it is when a quarterback has to enter a new system.
Yeah.
I see people say, oh, look at Drake May, new system this year, didn't stop him. And they'll find these examples of where it worked out really well, which is possible, it can happen. But it is not the norm, and it is certainly not the majority of the time that that happens. There are veterans, there are people like Kirk Cousins on that Netflix quarterback show with Kevin O'Connell who talk about how you could be 6-8, I'll say, not 6-7.
No,
but 6-8 games in to a season in a new offense as a veteran who's been in many offenses and still not really know everything as comfortably as you want to.
It doesn't feel intuitive and it feels mechanical. It feels, you know, even if you can process it fast, you know in your head, that could have been faster, that could have been smarter, I could have seen something I didn't see there because I'm not used to it yet.
So there are different ways to view this, and I am open to this possibility that with guys like Jaden Daniels transferring colleges, Arizona State to LSU, and with his cerebral and intuitive as he is, and you know some of the tech at your disposal with the goggles he wears for 3D stuff and you know whatever else, it might be easier to make a transition into learning offense than it used to be. There was a time where there were no iPads. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure it has gotten more efficient and easier. But I think in the grand scheme of things, it is still crazy complicated and hard and difficult, especially for a young, and I'm still going to say he's young going into his third year, quarterback, to learn a new offense. And I think more often than not, it is a negative, not a positive. It is a setback. It is complicated. It is difficult. And it is not something that, you know, happens seamlessly or super easy, like, you know, people just want to point to May or whoever it is, right? So I say all that to say one of my reasons for not wanting to get rid of Cliff, with all of the issues I had with his offense, was frankly the continuity for Daniels going into a make or break year. He had this unbelievable first season. He had this fairly awful second season. He was not terrible when he played, but he was okay.
Just didn't look right. Out of rhythm, out of sorts, yeah.
And the year itself was a disaster because he was hurt so much. But now you're going into a third year where we're going to determine largely, fair or not, at the end of this thing, which Jaden's the real Jaden and how good is he and what is the ceiling and can he get back to superstardom MVP, Mount Rushmore conversation in the NFL. And in a year where you're going to be learning a new offense, I already hate that for him. It takes this pressure-packed season and it makes it more complicated and more difficult. All right, so you tracking me so far?
Yeah.
So I say all that to say I've been thinking about this as I see that Kingsbury is out and Tavita Pritchard is at Stanford and they are likely now to bring in a new OC and that means new quarterbacks, coaches, and all that. And I saw that David Blau's talking to the Detroit Lions soon or that they are interested in him and want him as their coordinator. And I was thinking, why wouldn't David Blau be a really good hire for them to be their OC? This checks a lot of boxes for me that I'm intrigued by.
Mm.
If you want continuity like I do, you have it. This is a guy that operated with Cliff as the assistant and then quarterbacks coach. So he knows Cliff's offense, the things that are good. Maybe he could incorporate some of them that you like, that Jaden likes. There could be plenty of shotgun for him. There could be some of the spread stuff that Cliff likes to do, okay? But maybe because it's not his baby and not his offense, and because he played in other more traditional offenses as a quarterback recently in the NFL, because he cut his teeth as a coach, you know, with guys like Ben Johnson, and he knows those other offenses, maybe he's less rigid, more malleable than Cliff, and he's willing to take some of Cliff with some of Ben Johnson, with some of the other offenses that he's been in, and kind of mold them all together, right? So I think you could have the continuity of a guy that, based on what I've been told, based on what I've seen Hard Knocks-wise and otherwise, Daniels has a very good relationship with. It's not like you're going completely outside of the building with some mystery option and you're wondering, how's Jaden going to hit it off with this guy? It's a Jaden guy who speaks the same language as him, who knows him well, that he's already got a rapport with, who smooths over the transition out of Cliff, but literally was with Ben Johnson previously, has been in that Detroit offense, is a shotgun, marrying play action, under center, traditional offensive thinker. And the last thing I'll say is he is a young, ascending, up and coming, like Nationals-like rock star that you're hiring.
So it'd be year early instead of, you know, you missed the boat.
Exactly. He is only 30. He is just getting started. He's never even been a quarterback's coach for a full season. So yes, you are, it's a little bit of a risk. He is green. He is inexperienced. Perfect way to say it. It's a year or maybe too early rather than a year or too late. But do you wish you would have done that with Sean McVay maybe? You know, where you went a little early with him, you know, and not lost him? So my case is we're talking about all these other names. I'll tell you right now, if names like Daryl Bevel are coming up, kick me in the shins.
Yeah. Is Kliff still available?
If Kliff's going to go with a guy he's comfortable with, Bevel or one of these dudes, again, just fire him. You know,
yeah.
Then end this charade a year early and to put me out of my misery. But if he wants someone he's comfortable with, if that's important, then there are a few guys that would excite me more than a guy in their building right now in Blau, who's probably going to end up the OC of the Lions if he walks.
It's a pretty good case. And here's what I don't know. And I'm going to try to espouse this in as simple way as I can. In Kliff Kingsbury's language, because that's what this is. It's like learning a new language, right? If you're sitting there doing what I do, my Spanish stinks. It's rudimentary. I took it in high school. And me, like, water, what's the word? Oh, yeah, it's agua. It's already too late. You don't speak Spanish, right? Because people are having a conversation in Spanish, are already 55 words ahead. I'm going, what's the word I want to say? Oh, yeah. Like, I have to go, this word means this in Spanish. Either the word is the word or it's not, and you can't speak the language. In Kliff Kingsbury's language I'm making a word. Let's say turbo means an option route for a slot guy. Can you make turbo an option route for a slot guy in this new system? But David Blau can make the language translate to some degree to make it easier. Otherwise, if you have to learn a new language, it doesn't matter who's teaching you. To a degree, you've got to sit down and learn the new language. If turbo meant one thing in one system and turbo means something totally different in another, then you've got to sit down and do your Duolingo or whatever and figure it out, and the growing pains are going to be there. But if there's a way to convert those sorts of things and ease that transition, that is a great case for a guy that's a really well thought of young offensive mind. That's somebody that was playing really recently. You've seen this trend with head coaches and OCs all over the place. This would be a pretty sharp thing to do. Now, you know, again, you put in a couple great years, you're probably a head coach somewhere, but we can jump off their bridge when you get there.
Here's the knock. Here's the argument against it. I'll play devil's advocate for myself. If you're Dan Quinn, this is your last OC hire if it goes badly.
Oh, yeah.
You never get another shot at this thing. And because the clock has started, because you have to be right, you are probably less inclined to roll the dice on a guy that's never done it, who you're putting a lot on the plate of someone you have never seen eat before, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so if it doesn't go well, if Blau's not up to it, if he's the next great coordinator, but it's a year early and he really can't do it that well, and he's drinking out of a fire hose or whatever, well, now you're screwed, and you probably just cost yourself a job. Which is why I think it's possible that he just goes with a retread or someone who's done it or someone who's less exciting. Like, if you think about it, because I was thinking about this today. He did this in Atlanta, Quinn did, where he blew out two coordinators before. And if you notice, when you go back and see what he did the most, like, 50% swing, just land the golf ball in the middle of the fairway hiring you could ever do. It was the safest, nubbiest, you know, like, but, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but like, he hired Dirk Cutter. Like, that was his answer. And Cutter, I think, had a relationship with Matt Ryan at the time, and you were trying to appease him, perhaps. Like, there was a little bit of that, possibly. But that was what he did the last time he was in this situation. Back's against the wall. Walls are caving in on you a little bit. You're blowing out coordinators. You don't like the trend. Now I got to make a hire, but my job could be on the line. You know, Terry, I'm in the jackpot, Terry. I'm in the jackpot, right?
It's a great bit.
He quite literally, you know this, you don't golf, but you get the reference. Like,
sure.
You can either try to hit the ball up on the green, or you just go, you know what? I'm going to lay up and put this thing right in the middle of the fairway.
I'm not going between the porta potty and the tree. I'm just going to lay up here.
And I worry that he's going to do a Dirk Cutter bit again. Like a Daryl Bevel or some terrible, like, retread. That's what Daboll would be to me, kind of, in a sense. So it might not be time for him to take a big swing in his own mind. But I want to open up the phones on this because I have two questions, I guess, for people. And I'm really interested and curious about people's thoughts on this. Number one, could you get excited for that? Like, could that move the needle for you? If you're super plugged in and follow coaching stuff in the league, you know that David Blau is a hard-charging, you know, future OC big time name, ascending type guy. But even if you're not, this idea in a vacuum of this person you don't know who was in the building already, who as recently as 6 weeks ago was the assistant quarterback's coach. That's all he was.
Yeah.
Then Tevita Pritchard got the Stanford job, and he finished for a month as the quarterback's coach. And now, in that short time, he would go assistant quarterback's coach to OC and play caller. And you're trying to make the case that he's a better option than Cliff, who's done it for as long as he has. And you'd say, well, that's a really hard sell. Except that they didn't love Cliff because he was too Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit of the Cliff stuff with the actual good stuff that we all want, maybe, in David Blough. And he's 30, and you're taking a risk. But you're going young, and you're going with a guy who's been in a lot of different offenses.
Yeah, exactly.
Most importantly, who knows and has a good relationship with Jaden, or do you not care about that?
So well, he was playing as recently as 3 years ago, right? I mean, he was in the NFL. Now, I wasn't playing games, but he was a backup under systems and, you know, was raised in this Ben Johnson environment, has seen some of Cliff too. So, you know, he doesn't have his own system just yet, you wouldn't think, but he'll develop that pretty sharp offensive mind. The criteria for me should be one sentence long. What's the best thing for Jaden Daniels? Because that's, by transitivity, the best thing for us. And if I decide, if I'm, you know, Adam Peters and company and Dan Quinn, that that's the answer, because you get the comfort, excellent rapport already, presumably, right, that these guys get along. Someone that's, you know, a rock star on the way up, not a guy that's on his way down. Then, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
800-636-1067 is the number. I'm throwing David Blough's hat into the ring here. I think he is an interesting option. I think he checks a lot of boxes that I like in terms of relationship with Daniels, smoothing over the transition out of Kingsbury, which for me is important in terms of the transition for Daniels into a more NFL, less collegey offense, which I think could be pretty stark and jarring, making it a little bit less so. I tend to like to go younger and more forethinking, and oftentimes that is synonymous with not just data and analytics driven, but, you know, people that are open-minded and, you know, can learn new tricks, so to speak. So you've got this 30-year-old first-timer. Could you get excited for that hire, or would you find that to be eye-rolling if Quinn stays in the building and promotes from within?